This is Artist Stories, a podcast that centers the experiences of artists whose lives have left a lasting imprint on the Southern Arizona creative ecosystem. I'm Jenny Sanchez, and today we welcome Julius Schlossberg, photographer based in Tucson. Julius, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
I would love to just jump in. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. I feel most comfortable describing myself as kind of a community photographer. I work a lot with people who are physically close to me, a lot of small businesses downtown and nonprofits in Tucson. I also do weddings here in town and in Southern Arizona in general, as well as landscape photography and fine art photography. I run a little dark room out of my house as well.
Amazing. I know you're super busy. We've been working with you. We sort of have you very busy as well, you know, in addition to all the other projects and commissions that you're doing right now. But I'm really excited about how we've been able to work with you this past year through documentation of public artwork. And I'm excited to share with the community that we've launched our new website. And one amazing aspect of the new website is the new photography pieces that Julius has documented throughout the year. And we said that there's 12. We're at 12 right now, Julius.
I think we're at 12, yeah.
What was it like photographing public art? Was this your first experience?
Yeah, it's been an absolute joy. And it was my first experience photographing public artwork. I've been working for Tucson Museum of Art for years now, documenting their gallery installations and the architecture there, as well as like events and people's interactions with the art. And it was really fun to move out to these places where, you know, it's sculptural art often and murals that are in a much different place than a museum. And yeah, it was really wonderful to have the flexibility to kind of choose the day and time to photograph these, you know, when it's like, there's great clouds, I could go out and I could location scout. And it really felt great to kind of study these pieces and connect them and to connect with the artists. And, you know, of course, as an artist, like my interpretation of anyone else's art is going to be subjective, but to get to sort of have a deep experience with what their perspective on this place is, has been really rewarding and fun. I hope I can do it some more.
One thing that the team and I love about receiving your photographs is just the thoughtful approach. We see that time was spent on scouting the location and studying the light and seeing the transition of the light from light to dark in many of the pieces is just absolutely gorgeous. I would love to know, what was there an experience in photographing one of the public art pieces that stood out to you the most?
Yeah, all of that. You know, there were a couple of pieces, like the Peaceable Kingdom at the zoo and Sonoran Circumvolution, yeah, out on Kinney and Bop. Both were pretty dramatic transformations when they got lit up at night. Yeah, it was really fun to be out there documenting, you know, and I get to a point where I'm like, okay, I've really documented the heck out of this.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they light up and it's just completely transformed and a whole new scene to like get to view and document. Yeah, really fun, especially Sonoran or Circumvolution. You know, it's out there on the border of Tucson Mountain Park, where, you know, we're so lucky to live in a place where 15 minutes from the center of the city, you get into the next step down in sky darkness, and the stars and the Milky Way become, you know, super clear. And so it was really cool to see it juxtaposed with the stars in the beautiful lighting that was designed into it.
This has been Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. To listen to the full podcast, visit kxci.org. Music for this podcast was created by Jonathan Rodriguez.